And the title of my sermonette today is Overcoming is a Choice. David, king of Israel, ruled Israel for about 20 years. And then he faced one of the most consequential choices of his lifetime. He made the wrong choice. Let's read about that in 2 Samuel 11, verses 1 through 4. That's 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 4. We know the story, but let's focus as we go through this on how lackadaisical David was in keeping the guidance of God before him. 2 Samuel 11, verse 1, it happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. He was getting to a point in his life where he didn't go out to the battle so much anymore. Although, if you read between the lines, that's exactly what he would have loved to have been doing. And in this case, it would have been better. Verse 2, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman. And someone said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam? Who, if you look a little closer at the account, this is one of the families that were counselors to David in Israel. And is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Next verse, verse 4. Then David, no pause here. Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, and she was cleansed from her impurity. And she returned to her house. David absolutely knew better. But he made a choice, brethren. He did not overcome lust. He didn't overcome selfish desire. He didn't think about anybody but himself. Here's what he should have done. Here's the right choice he should have been aware of in making the bad choice that he did. And Christ gives it. Christ rehearses it. This is a rule that has been in place since man was created. Matthew 5, verses 27 and 28. Christ makes this statement. Matthew 5, verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. Well, yeah. That rule has always been there, the one David disavowed and rejected. Verse 28, but I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. David's choice was made very poorly because he did not keep the righteous laws of God in the forefront of his mind. He gave in to looking upon an unclothed woman who was married and of all of which he knew. But here's the advice that we are given at this point in our lives as Christians. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18. I feel like a teenager right now with my yodeling voice here, but I'll plunge on. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18, very simple, very straightforward. Here's how you make the right choice about this kind of sin or any other. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Did David ever find that out? the illegitimate child died. The sword came upon David's family from that time forward, and it is a bloody, bloody, terrible tale of a family to this day that is still reaping the curses that David brought upon it. I'd like to make one other comment. The consequences for David and his family, of course, were and continue to be terrible. But Nathan said something to David as a follow-up in confronting him over his sin. And he said this. He said, David, however, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Brethren, I've lived through times in the Church of God when indiscretions of this sort have been perpetrated, and it was absolutely devastated to the work of God. Satan had his way, and it caused repercussions that have continued, I think, even to this day. Flee sexual immorality. Make the right choice. Now, as a kind of a foundation here, I want to read another quote from Jesus Christ. For all of us, for all times, anytime we come up against making a choice, because our challenge is, after all, to overcome. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Matthew 7 and verse 24. Christ has given the Sermon on the Mount, so-called, all of that instruction that we have in Matthew. But here in Matthew 7, this summation. Therefore, who hears these sayings of mine, Jesus says, and ignores them? No. Who does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, on right choices, right decisions, obedience to God. Verse 26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. David experienced that. Brethren, if you remember nothing else, remember that overcoming is not an accident. Overcoming is a choice that we have to make time after time after time. Now here's the, I guess I could think back about Revelation 2 and 3 just to highlight, as I have done many times when I speak, that it's the summation by Jesus Christ with a tailored message to each group is this: to him who overcomes will I grant things like eternal life and rulership and all of the blessings that will be given out in God's kingdom. To him who overcomes. Again, even here, if you read in context, Revelation 2 and 3, Christ is challenging his church to make right choices. Here's the foundation scripture we should know by heart, frontwards and backwards, Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. God himself making this statement. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live and prosper and be blessed and be in my kingdom forever and ever. You know, David made a choice after his grievous, terrible sin, his adultery, his murder, is trying to hide what he had done. He made a good choice. We can read about that, and I won't turn there, but I point to it. We sing in our psalm, Psalm 51, where David, from deep within the very core of who he was, repented and said, "Father, forgive me, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me." We too, brethren, will make wrong choices occasionally. We should be making more and more right choices, of course. But when we make a wrong choice, don't delay. Turn to God. Repent to God with all of your heart. And then not only do that, show God your sincerity and your strength of will with his help by making right choices. And those right choices have to do with being obedient to God in everything that he says, just like our Savior Jesus Christ was, and as he guides his church to also do.